Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes and our hearts to this travesty. Please give us an intercessor's heart for these and help us to be faithful in prayer. Amen. The Lord bless you with his sweet presence, our dwellers. Ezekiel went into a very severe travail yesterday over the situation at our Mexican border. Men, women, and children have drowned trying to cross. And if they do make it, they are separated from their parents and held in some holding facilities that have beds, but mostly held in facilities with only concrete floors. And they're fenced in like a prison would be, with nothing more to sleep with than one of those foil blankets. Ezekiel had a vivid image play in his head during the worst of his travail. A man, his wife, and two daughters were trying to cross the Rio Grande when his wife and one daughter were carried away by the strong current and drowned. Then he was arrested with his four-year-old, who was taken from him and kept in a separate detention area. His child had just witnessed the death of his mother and sister and had a chronic upper respiratory infection, but she was not given medical aid and died a few days later. After this, Ezekiel saw Mary at the foot of the cross with many children, weeping and pleading with her son. There was a scripture that ran across the screen like a ticker tape, saying, "Rachel, mourning for her children, but they are no more." My God, how can such heinous things happen in our nation? This is a disgrace to humanity, and this case is only one of hundreds who tried to cross a river and died. I read of another on USA Today, where a father and his toddler tried to cross. He had tucked the boy safely within his shirt, but while attempting to cross, they both drowned, and their bodies were discovered later on the riverbank, still with the baby cuddled up next to his dead father. Dear ones, I'm asking you to pray with all your hearts that this horrible situation will be stopped. Apparently, Obama signed into a law that children should be taken from their parents and kept separately. One does not need a full-color picture to take it to the next level. How many Satanists are being supplied with these children? I'm asking you to pray for this situation. They have up to date supposedly 6,000 children separated from their parents. Some they're holding for months and not returning to their parents. A blessed number are, but far too many are being held. Why would anyone separate children from their parents? Why? Apparently, President Trump suspended the order to separate the children from their parents, but there are still gross indignities being done to them. One man and his daughter were separated. She was put in foster care and raped, then returned to her father in Honduras. She is so shell-shocked she will not even look at her father, according to a report. If you Google migrant children from Mexico separated from parents or migrant children detained, you will be appalled at what is taking place. Many are put in prisons meant for men and given no medical care, hygiene supplies, beds, blankets, or decent things to occupy their time with. They are also being drugged to keep them sedated and manageable. What a humanitarian crisis this is. Lord, what are we to do? Jesus began, "Many of these children are dying, Claire, being trafficked and scarred for life. I need your prayers for them, because there are concerned parties who are taking action to help, but the original intention was to supply traffickers and Satanists with victims. American people, rise up and come against this atrocious action on the part of your nation. Do you know the consequences of such acts? Haven't I told you, you shall not oppress an alien among you?" And here I'm citing some of the scriptures that apply. Exodus 22, "Do not mistreat an alien or oppress him, for you were aliens in Egypt." Exodus 23, you shall not oppress an alien, for you know the heart of an alien, seeing you were aliens in the land of Egypt. Leviticus 19, and when an alien lives with you in your land, do not mistreat him. The stranger who lives as a foreigner with you shall be to you as the native born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you lived as foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. The same laws and regulations will apply both to you and to the foreigner residing among you. Deuteronomy 24, you shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he be of your brothers or of your foreigners who are in your land within your gates. Deuteronomy 24 again, do not deprive the alien or the fatherless of justice. In Deuteronomy 27, cursed is the man who withholds justice from the alien, the fatherless, or the widow. Then all the people shall say, Amen. In Ezekiel 22, in you, they have treated father and mother with contempt. In you, they have oppressed the alien and mistreated the fatherless and the widow. Also, the people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and mistreat the alien, denying them justice. The land is mine, says the Lord, for you are strangers and live as foreigners with me. That's Ezekiel 25. American people, this is a serious breach of justice that brings down the wrath of a father upon this nation. Those who approve this practice have opened the door to be throttled by Satan. Use your voice and your prayers to change this dishonorable practice. So much judgment is hanging in the scales against your country because of such things. Yes, I know this deliberate influx of aliens is meant to weaken the country. But what I say to you is that I will make it abound to you as a blessing if you treat them with the same respect you treat your own children. Yes, I can turn your curse into a blessing, but I will do it my way. What is being done is wrong, but two wrongs do not make a right, and as my people you are accountable for what goes on unhindered in your nation. So I am asking you at the very least to shoulder this prayer burden, knowing that you tomorrow could be in the very same place as these migrants. Were I to allow Yellowstone to explode, your country would be devastated, and you would all be migrating to Mexico. So pay attention, my beloved ones, and do not turn a deaf ear or blind eye to their plight.